Groove 93 WMPZ, good morning and welcome to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. This morning, we'll speak with Dr. Brody from Chattanooga Medical Research, and we'll discuss the treatment options for women that suffer from uterine fibroids. Hysterectomy is an effective treatment, but there are uterine-sparing options available through clinical trials and which patients may not be aware of, and we'll discuss those today. Good morning to you, Dr. Brody. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. According to the U.S. National Institutes of Health, 20 to 25% of women of reproductive age have fibroids. By the age of 50, up to 80% of African-American women and up to 70% of Caucasian women have fibroids. Uterine fibroids are most common in women who are in their 40s and early 50s. Although some women may develop fibroids at a younger age, at least 25% of women have uterine fibroids, which can cause problems. Many women with fibroids never have a problem and never even know that they have a fibroid. Uterine fibroids are common, non-cancerous, benign tumors of the uterus and are the most frequent reason for recommending a hysterectomy. They grow from the muscular wall of the uterus and are made up of muscular and fibrous tissue. Many women over 35 have fibroids, but many have no symptoms. So let's discuss the symptoms of fibroids.
The symptoms of fibroids are fairly varied. As you mentioned before, some women have no symptoms. We don't find them till they come in for an exam. Mm-hmm. But some of the more common symptoms are heavy bleeding, swelling of the abdomen, pain or pressure, infertility, pain during sex, low back pain, frequent urination. Mm-hmm. But really the most common one is heavy bleeding and pressure.
Okay, because I know I've spoken to a lot of my, you know, friends, family members, and this is really common, especially with African-American women. And probably a lot of them don't know they have fibroids because some of these symptoms are, you know, I guess ones that you would brush off. You know, if your back's hurting, you're thinking you need to lie down or sit down and it's going to be okay, and you may not have all of those symptoms. So, you know, you may not know that, hey, this is actually, you know, a problem with fibroids and not just your back hurting.
So or if your periods have always been heavy.
Right. You won't know the difference. You won't know the difference. So who usually develops fibroids?
They usually develop early on, but they come to clinical recognition usually in the early 40s to early 50s. A lady comes in and complains of heavy bleeding. Mm-hmm. It's much more common, as you mentioned, in African-American ladies. But Caucasian ladies get them fairly frequently as well.
Okay, so we discussed that it affects African-American women, but women of other races as well. And let's talk about obesity. Is that an issue or something that could also be a problem with fibroid or a cause of fibroids?
We don't know necessarily if it's a cause, but certainly they can grow faster in obese women. Mm-hmm. They're 2 to 3 times more likely to be symptomatic, to have heavy bleeding or pressure in obese women than in women of normal weight.
Okay. Well, most of us, you know, everyone is supposed to go see their gynecologist and get your annuals. A lot of women
don't.
Should. And if you do, most of the time, I think this is how you can find out if you have fibroids or not. But how would you know if you have a fibroid? Like if you're not getting your regular, you know, exams like you should, or if it hasn't been discovered yet, how do you know? How would you know?
Well, if your periods are getting heavier as time goes on, if they're mm-hmm. excessively heavy compared to your friends, and like you said, a lot of times they're just discovered on an annual exam just routinely that they're not aware of symptoms until mm-hmm. I find the fibroid and ask them, well, are you having heavy bleeding? Yes, I am, of course. Well, that's because of these fibroids.
Okay. Because a lot of women, especially when we're talking about age, a lot of women just assume I'm at a certain age. Maybe that has something to do with it. But if you've been having a particular type of a cycle every month, you should know that if there is a big drastic change right. like that, that is something that you should definitely ask about. So, you know, should they tell that to their gynecologist? Like, hey, you know, it's getting a little heavy. It's been different from before. That's something that they should tell him or her if they, you know, didn't know that before.
Absolutely. And especially because that is a sign of fibroids, but it can be a sign of more serious stuff as well, like uterine cancer.
Let's talk about fibroids as far as when you get them. They could come in all different sizes. You can get more than one. What could happen if you get fibroids and they go untreated?
Well, the fibroids in and of themselves are not dangerous. It's not cancerous. They're not going to cause any particular problems, except for they can cause heavy bleeding and anemia.
Okay.
You can get severely anemic. I've seen ladies come in with half the amount of blood they should have.
Wow.
From heavy bleeding from these fibroids. And I offer them treatment, and they get better.
So let's talk about some of those treatment options. First, let's talk about medications. What are the options as far as medications?
At current, there's no commercially available medicines to treat fibroids. At Chattanooga Medical Research, though, we are doing some testing on some new treatments that are medication-based that will help with or could help with the bleeding from uterine fibroids.
Okay, so would that be offered to women who have been diagnosed with fibroids and they're trying to decide whether to have surgery or what to do about it? Who would be the perfect candidate for that?
Certainly that would be a great candidate. But even if they're just having really heavy periods, they can come in and we can assess them for fibroids to see if that's what's causing their heavy bleeding or their pressure or their belly swelling.
Okay, when you have heavy periods, when should you be concerned? Like if it happens, I don't know, 2-3 months in a row or continuously for 12 months?
I think 2 or 3 months in a row is enough to warrant investigation.
Okay.
I don't know that that's concerning, but let's find out what's going on.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about hormone therapy also as far as treatment options.
It's more hormone deprivation therapy. There's a medicine out there called Lupron, which is a shot you take every month for 6 months, which sends you into chemical menopause and will at least temporarily shrink the fibroids and cut down the bleeding. The problem becomes when you go off of it, we go back to where we were before.
Ah, okay. Because is it that the hormones feed the fibroids?
Hormones feed fibroids,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay. And then, of course, there's surgery as an option.
Surgery to simply remove the fibroids, surgery to do a hysterectomy, remove the entire uterus with the fibroids, if you're through having kids.
Okay. And then I've heard about fibroid embolization. Now, who is the perfect candidate for this? Because most people, I mean, what I've heard about it so far is people want to do this so that they don't have to have a hysterectomy. But if you've had a doctor diagnose you and say that you have to have or you need a hysterectomy, can you get a second opinion? And would this be a possibility for you rather than having a hysterectomy? Could you possibly be a candidate for embolization?
Always, always, if you're not comfortable with your doctor's recommendation, get a second opinion. No question about it. Embolization is an option. It's usually the best option if there's one solitary large fibroid. It doesn't work great if there are multiple small fibroids, as tends to happen.
Okay. And I was going to ask about that. What have you seen the most? What's the most frequent type of fibroid that you've seen? Is it one or two? Or, you know, I've heard of people that have many.
40, right. Yeah. It's the most common type is one or two fairly large ones. That's sort of how we run up on it. And then multiple small ones surrounding that.
Okay. All right. So once again, let's go back to the clinical trials that you were talking about. How would someone, if they wanted to be a part of that, how would they get the information about taking part in the clinical trial?
We have several ways to reach us. You can call our phone number at 648-7794. They can go to our website, just Google Chattanooga Medical Research. They can even call my office at 602-9674, and we can put you in touch with it.
Okay. And if someone is having issues as far as, you know, the heavy bleeding or some of the symptoms that you mentioned, what would you suggest for them? Because, you know, a lot of people, we do a lot of, you know, internet, you know, go to the internet first and diagnose ourselves instead of going to see an actual physician to find out what exactly is the problem with us and what we need to do to take care of that. What do you suggest for women out there that may have some of these symptoms?
Well, first of all, I would suggest don't go to the internet
right.
and diagnose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Consult your doctor. Call us at Chattanooga Medical Research. We're really excited about these clinical trials that we're running.
Mm-hmm.
This is a medical option to treat the fibroids. There are really no good medical options out there to treat fibroids. In the mm-hmm. past, we've always relied on surgery.
Absolutely.
Surgery's great, mm-hmm. but I prefer not to do surgery if I can avoid it.
Okay, because let me ask this question. Most of the time, if women have surgery, is that a problem if they intend on having children or more children? Is that sometimes a problem with, you know, does that cause you not to be able to have children again?
Usually the surgery doesn't cause you not to be able to have children, mm-hmm. but it does require that you have C-sections from that point forward.
Okay, okay. So is there anything that you'd like to add, any final words that you would like to discuss concerning uterine fibroids or anything you would like to say to the audience about your clinical research or any other information that we like to give about this topic today?
Well, first of all, if you think you have fibroids, if you're having problems that could be related to fibroids, consult your doctor, call me at my office, call Chattanooga Medical Research and see about getting in this particular treatment option. It's a great option, like I said, because it's simply taking medicine
mm-hmm.
to treat what's wrong with you. I much prefer medicine treatment
right.
to surgical treatment.
Absolutely. And some women may not have even known that this is their issue. A lot of women, you know, don't talk to their doctors like they should. Like, you should always talk to your doctor and you should always tell them the truth about what's going on with you, no matter what it is, because you can't get helped if they don't know what the problem is. So a lot of women possibly could be suffering in silence because they go and you know, they haven't go to their doctors and they haven't found the fibroids yet, but you're having this heavy bleeding and your doctor doesn't know that, your doctor can't help you.
Right.
So,
and even if you go to your primary care doctor,
mm-hmm.
tell him about the heavy bleeding. He'll want you to go see a gynecologist, or he might order an ultrasound or a CAT scan to help find these fibroids.
Absolutely. What happens when, you know, if someone has the heavy bleeding, you say sometimes they become anemic. What is the treatment for that?
Well, sometimes it's just iron therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We just put them on iron or tell them to eat iron-rich foods. Sometimes they require IV iron,
mm-hmm.
Iron through an IV, which we actually have another clinical trial going on for a new type of iron therapy through the IV, which is working great if somebody's anemic.
Oh, great. So what is the website where they can go and find out more information about Chattanooga Medical Research?
www.chattmedresearch.com.
Okay, and they can go there as well to get the information for the clinical trial also?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Everything's on there.
All right. Well, anything else you wanted to add before we go today? I think we gave them the website, the phone number. So if anyone wanted to get the information or take part in the trial, please go to the website or give them a call. And I know they'll be happy to give you any information that you need. So thank you so much for joining us.
One more thing I will throw in.
Okay.
Because these are clinical trials,
mm-hmm.
it's no cost to the patient whatsoever.
Great.
We reimburse for time and travel.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. That might help someone to decide a little bit. I mean, I know if someone's suffering from this, if anyone is out there wanting to take part in this and can find an alternative to surgery, I would say go ahead and get the information. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. We've been talking to Dr. Brody from Chattanooga Medical Research. So once again, please go to the website, get the information, find out everything you need to know about uterine fibroids. You're listening to Caring for the Community, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee and Groove 93.